Welcome back. I'm Dr. Toy Oyelese. Today I want to talk with you about direction, not as a five-year plan or a career ladder, but as something that's already baked into how living systems move long before there's any understanding. So to ease us in, let me start very small. When a new life begins, it starts with a single cell. A sperm meets an egg, usually in a small tube inside the mother's body called the fallopian tube. The moment they join, something remarkable happens. This tiny new cell, smaller than a grain of sand, must travel. It doesn't have eyes, it doesn't have a brain, it has no map, no plan, no instructions it can read, but it moves. How? The tube it's sitting in isn't neutral. It has a shape. The walls have tiny hair-like structures that sweep in one direction, toward the womb, the place where this cell can survive and grow. The cell doesn't know that. It can't know that. But the environment is organized in a way that gives it orientation. There's a this way built into the structure around it. Forward exists before the cell understands anything about forward. So that's our first piece, orientation. Which way is forward? And the cell doesn't just sit there being swept along. Something in its own biology is driving it. It's dividing, growing, changing, becoming more complex with every hour. There's a momentum to it. An urgency that has nothing to do with thought or choice. It's moving towards something, pulled by chemistry and timing and signals we're still trying to fully understand. That's vector, a pull that exists inside the cell itself, not given to it by instructions, not chosen, just there, built into what it is. But the journey isn't smooth. The tube narrows in places. The sweeping of those tiny hairs isn't always consistent. Sometimes the cell stalls. Sometimes the chemistry isn't quite right, and the journey slows almost to a stop. Some cells never make it at all. The effort is too much. The conditions too hostile. The slope too steep. That slope. The resistance the cell meets along the way. Not the whole journey, just this stretch, this moment, this section of the tube. And here's the part that matters. This cell has no goal. It doesn't know what a womb is. It doesn't know what implantation means. It has no concept of becoming a baby. None of that exists yet. But it has direction. Orientation gave it a which way. Vector gave it a pull. Slope told it how hard this stretch would be. And from those three things, without a plan, without a thought, without a single conscious decision, life moved forward. Your mind works the same way. Before you know who, you're becoming. Before you have a plan, before you've set a single goal, something in you is already oriented, already pulling, already registering how hard the ground is beneath your feet. Direction doesn't wait for you to figure things out. It's already moving. In the next chapter, I want to bring this a little closer to home, out of the fallopian tube and into your living room, by watching a baby learning to walk. So let's come to something you've probably seen dozens of times, maybe in your own family. Watch a baby before it takes its first step. Really watch. Nobody sits a baby down and explains walking. Nobody draws a diagram of how legs work or gives a motivational speech about the benefits of being upright. The baby doesn't have a goal. It doesn't even have the concept of walking yet. But something happens. The baby starts looking up, not at the floor where it's comfortable, where crawling works just fine. It looks at the people standing above it. It looks at the table edge. It looks at the world that exists at a height it can't reach yet. Something in the baby orients toward up there. Not because it decided to, because up became forward. That's orientation. The baby doesn't know what walking is. It doesn't know what balance is. But its whole body has started organizing around a direction. Vertical. Everything it does from this point begins to reference that. Up is where things are happening. Up is where it's going. Then the pull kicks in. The baby grabs the edge of a couch and hauls itself upright. Nobody asked it to. Nobody rewarded it. It just must. There's an urgency in it. You can see it in their face, that determined little expression. The baby is being pulled toward standing, the same way a plant is pulled toward light. Not by logic, not by choice, by something deeper than both. That's vector. The pull toward what it can't even name yet. The baby doesn't want to walk. It doesn't know what walking is, but it wants to be up there. The pull is specific enough to make it try, and vague enough that it has no plan for what happens next. And then it falls. Again. And again. And again. Some falls are gentle. A soft sit back down on a padded diaper. Some are harder. A bump on the head. A cry. A moment of real frustration. Some days the baby gets up 10 times. Some days it barely tries. Not because the pull went away, but because the effort changes moment to moment. That's slope. How hard this attempt is right now. Not the whole journey from crawling to running. Just this one attempt. This one afternoon. This one wobbly second of standing. Sometimes the slope is easy, and the baby is up for 5 full seconds with a look of pure shock on its face. Sometimes the slope is steep, and it can't even pull itself up because it's tired or sick or just not ready today. Here's what's remarkable. At no point in this process did the baby decide. It never chose to walk. It never set a goal. It never planned. It didn't need to. Direction was already there. Orientation said up. Vector said now. Slope said this is how hard it is today. And from those 3 things, without a single word, without a single conscious thought, the baby moved towards something it couldn't see, couldn't name, and couldn't understand. And one day, it walked. Your mind still works this way. Before every major move in your life, before you had the words, before you had the plan, something in you was already orienting, already pulling, already registering how hard the ground was. Direction was never something you needed to find. It was the thing that was already moving before you noticed. If you think back to a big shift in your own life, a relationship that started, a move, a change in your work, you can probably feel this pattern in hindsight. In our last chapter, I want you to imagine all of that happening in total darkness, so you can sense these 3 pieces even more clearly. So let's step away from the clinic, away from the nursery, and into a very different kind of space. A dark room in your mind. You wake up in a pitch black room. You don't know who you are. You can't see anything. What's the very first thing you do? You don't plan. You don't set a goal. You reach out your hand in front of you and try to figure out which way is which way to go, how to move forward. You orient yourself. That's the first piece, orientation. Just figuring out which way is which. Not where you're going. You have no idea where you're going. Just, where is the wall? Where is open space? Which way can I move without hitting something? That's all your mind needs to start. Not answers. Just a sense of which way is forward. Same principle as the fallopian tube, as the baby looking up. Just here, it's your hand in the dark. Now say your hand finds open space to the left. Something in you starts leaning that way. Not because you know what's over there, you don't. But there's a pull. The open space draws you more than the wall does. You feel yourself wanting to move toward it. That pull is vector. It's not a decision. It's not even a thought. It's your body and mind saying, I'd rather go that way than stay here. Some people feel this as curiosity. Some feel it as restlessness. Some feel it as just knowing they can't stay where they are. But it's the same thing. A lean, a pull, a tilt towards something you can't see yet. But here's the thing. You start moving toward that open space and the floor changes. Maybe it's flat and smooth and your feet move easily. Or maybe it's uphill or covered in something that slows you down. Or the space gets tighter and you must squeeze through. That's slope. How hard it is to move right now. Not how hard the journey is overall, just right now, this step, this moment. Sometimes the slope is easy and you feel carried. Sometimes it's steep and every inch is effort. And sometimes it's so steep you stop. Not because you've lost the pull, but because you physically cannot keep going at this pace. And here's what matters. All three of those things are happening before you've made a single decision, before you've set a single goal, before you even know who you are or where you are. Your mind oriented. It felt a pull. It registered the effort. And from those three things, not from a plan, not from a checklist, not from anyone's advice, you started to move. That's direction. Not a destination, not a goal. The thing that was already happening in the dark before you had words for any of it. So if we gather our three images, the single cell in the fallopian tube, the baby who never actually chose to walk, and you, waking up in that pitch black room, they're all telling the same quiet story. Orientation. Which way is forward in this environment? Vector, the pull in you that leans toward one path and not another. Slope, how hard this piece of the path feels right now. Long before your conscious goals, long before your professional plans or your carefully written resolutions, these three are already at work. Direction, in that sense, is not something you invent. It's the thing that was already happening in the dark before you had words for any of it. As you go back to your patients, your colleagues, and your own life this week, just notice, where am I already oriented? What is quietly pulling me? And how steep does the ground feel under my feet right now? We'll keep exploring from there in future episodes. Thanks for listening.